he was in the building, UFC 229 in Vegas. It was wild through the TV. Yeah. I can only imagine what it was like in the building from ESPN. Back on Overdrive, here's Ariel Helwani. What was the vibe like in Vegas on Saturday night?
Hey, guys, how are you? Long time no speak. Where have you been? I feel like I haven't talked to you in like 2 years.
I know, man. We've been waiting for all hell to break loose.
Yeah,
like, what was that on Saturday night?
Brawl, and then you come crawling back to MMA.
Exactly.
Thanks. It was interesting. You know, in the moment, it was actually somewhat frightening because I've seen this scenario play out in boxing. There was, of course, the Riddick Bowe Andrew Golota fight of many moons ago. You know, Tyson Holyfield. Everyone remembers what happened with the Malice at the Palace in the early 2000s. In MMA, we have had some brawls before, never one on a stage quite like this, and never one that really spilled into the crowd, so to speak. So, considering the tension between Conor and Khabib, the backstory, the rivalry, the feud, I was worried that it was going to be a lot worse than it ended up. I thought it was unfortunate. The part that really bothered me the most, if I'm being honest, was members of Khabib's team punching Conor. To me, that was completely inexcusable. The guy was just in a fight. I don't care how you feel about him. You just don't do that sort of thing. But in the end, 48 hours or so later, thankfully, no one was seriously hurt. No arrests or anything of that nature. So it seems like the UFC dodged a bullet on that one.
Did you, a lot of times when we watch these events, I wouldn't say that some of the animosity may be manufactured, but there's a level of respect that's thrown around. To me, this looked genuine, and Khabib's reaction afterwards, like you could tell he was pissed at one of Conor's group that was outside of the ring. Like, did you sense that this was like legit rivalry, like hatred towards each other?
Well, if I could take one silver lining from all of this is that back in April when this all started with the bus incident in Brooklyn and the dollies being thrown, all that stuff, it got me so mad when I would go on these radio shows and people would say, like, oh, this is some WWE stuff, isn't it? I'm like, are you stupid? The guy ended up in jail. Like, what are you talking about, WWE stuff? I mean, really, let's
try
to be a
little
intelligent.
Did he end up in jail, though? Like,
what?
Did he end up in jail? How long did he spend in jail?
Who, Conor?
Yeah.
He did end up in jail overnight.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
You're one of those guys? Are you one of those guys? You thought that was WWE stuff?
Not me.
Oh, no, well, go ahead. Tell me. I mean, okay, well, to get back to the answer, look at Saturday. Do you think Khabib hasn't been paid yet? The Nevada Athletic Commission has held on to his money. He's going to be suspended and fined. This was no WWE stuff. Conor talked about his family, his dad, who he feels very strongly about. He lives at home with his parents. He's married with two children, but in his culture, you stay at home if you're the youngest child. Talked about his religion, talked about his manager in a very sort of insulting way. So this was very real, and you saw it boil over on Saturday. There's nothing fabricated between these two.
If you could tell somebody spend the night in jail and you'll make whatever X million dollars, I mean, wouldn't you do it? I would.
But I don't even understand the thought process there. He was making the same amount of money with or without the jail. He's being sued by multiple people who are on that bus for a lot of money because he injured a lot of them. Like, I just don't understand
how Dana White could say, oh, this guy, he's banned from UFC. He's never going to do this again. Like, this is so bad. And all of a sudden, this is just great. And I don't know.
Well, wait, now you're confusing two things, because I do believe that a lot of what Dana says is sanctimonious. I'm not here to defend anything that he says, because I think he is being hypocritical, but I don't recall him ever saying that anyone was banned from the UFC. In fact, you should criticize Dana for not imposing any kind of sanction or suspension or fine. He did nothing, and that's what led to this, because now the leash kept getting longer and longer and longer. But he never said that anyone was going to be banned. He said at the time it was the most disgusting day in the history of the sport, and then did nothing about it, and then they used that footage to promote the fight. So I feel like you can have a problem with that. He said on Saturday that this was a very dark day in the sport, and I can guarantee you if they do a rematch, he will use that footage to promote the fight. So you can have a bone to pick with that, but to suggest that Conor did this, some sort of grand plan to get the fight. He was getting the fight regardless, and he was getting paid regardless, so I don't understand.
With Ariel Helwani of ESPN, that's where, I look at what Dana White has brought to the company. He's 100% promotion all the time, and that's why he's a success. And I think that's why, even with new ownership, they're like, we got to keep this guy around, because he's always thinking about, how do I promote the next fight? And I think that's what you're getting to. When right. you hear what Dana said after the fight on Saturday night, whenever he says this is a really bad thing, what he really means is this is a really good thing.
No, it's a really good UFC. Rematch, too.
Exactly. But people are going to buy into it. People are going to pay for it. I hope it happens. I mean, you would know more than we would, Ariel. Do you think it's a lock that these two fight again or what?
I think they will fight eventually. Whether it's next remains to be seen. I would suggest having Conor fight someone else just to get a win under his belt and to get his confidence back. It's very tough to be out of the sport for 2 years and fight who I consider to be the most dominant force in the history of the sport, and that's Khabib. But by all accounts, this did around 2.5 million pay-per-views. Their previous record was 1.6, so this completely smashed anything they've ever done. It's the second highest gate in the history of the company, and it's just shy of the record, which was a couple years ago for Conor's fight at Madison Square Garden. So it would be crazy to think that they're not going to do this. And yeah, I agree. Like, Dana had this whole, like, sad dad, disappointed dad routine on Saturday. But, I mean, he's giddy over this. This is huge for the company. They made a lot of money. And you know what? They deserve credit in this regard. They planned for the worst-case scenario from a security standpoint. Had they not done that, I am certain that this would have been worse. So I do believe they are owed some credit for that. They really took a lot of measures to make sure, considering how volatile this feud has been, to make sure that nothing happened. But yeah, 100%, I think that they're going to try to explore the rematch.
Yeah, you could tell. I mean, once all hell did break loose, I thought security did a pretty good job of trying to calm things down. And if you planned on that, I mean, think about it. And even, I think Dana said that in his presser afterwards, like, you have some Irish and Russians that don't get along, and they felt that the crowd, now, did the crowd seem like it was almost close to a brawl, or that's obviously when Khabib went into the crowd, that's what incited anything. Were there any fights outside of that that you noticed?
There were some fights and there's some disturbing images, but I actually believe that it could have been a lot worse. And the reason why it could have been worse is because I would say that that crowd was maybe 90% pro-Connor. If this was like that famous Bogolata fight where it was kind of a 50-50, 60-40 split, this could have been a disaster. If you would have had, you know, almost as many, the Irish fans are a boisterous bunch. They're a loud bunch. They're a loyal bunch. They're also a bunch that likes to consume alcohol. If you would have had at that juncture of the evening, that crowd with a very, you know, loyal and loud and passionate Khabib crowd, this could have gone really bad. And there were some really ugly scenes, but they dodged the bullet on that front. The one sort of slip up was once Khabib jumped out of the cage, unfortunately, everyone forgot about Conor. And that's when he was lit up. And that to me was the real unfortunate thing. Like, I can understand Khabib just losing his cool. Like, if people lose their cool, at the end of the day, nothing really connected. The guy snapped, and it's unfortunate. And he robbed himself of the moment of getting the belt, you know, around his waist. But for members of Khabib's team to jump in the cage and punch repeatedly a guy who had just fought and lost, to me was, you know, on a different kind of level.
The show is Ariel Helwani's MMA show. He's with ESPN now. Good to have you back on. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you, Ariel.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Ariel Helwani of ESPN.